Mark Zuckerberg has announced Facebook is changing its name to Meta. It's demoting the Facebook brand to just one of the company's subsidiaries alongside Instagram and WhatsApp. Well, Facebook was launched in 2004. The new focus will be on virtual reality, which Zuckerberg calls the metaverse.
To reflect who we are and what we hope to build, I am proud to announce that starting today, our company is now Meta. Our mission remains the same. It's still about bringing people together. Our apps and their brands, they're not changing either. And we are still the company that designs technology around people.
Well, futurist and Guerrilla Technology Chief Executive Paul Spain is with us. Kia ora, Paul.
Kia ora.
So this change that Zuckerberg has made here, just talk us through what his vision is for the metaverse.
Well, that's a really interesting one, and I think you know, lots of different people have different views of what the metaverse is and what it will be. You know, Zuckerberg has been obviously very successful with Facebook and building a trillion-dollar-plus business that has this incredible reach, and I think he has this feeling that the metaverse, which you know, from many regards, people would say that Facebook doesn't have the right skills and they're the wrong people to be involved. But from Zuckerberg's perspective, they've got lots of money. They're connected with a very large percentage of the world's population. So they can build this sort of next phase of the internet, which is potentially a sort of a 3D virtual world in which the web evolves into over the years ahead.
And so he's talking about how, you know, imagine how many regular things that you have around you now could suddenly become virtual. I guess this is interesting, especially in the context of the pandemic, where people are having to spend more time apart, that this could bring a different sense of reality.
Yeah, look, I mean, there has been this move with, in New Zealand, actually, we've got a number of firms that have been investing in what's called non-fungible tokens, these art assets and so on that can be purchased in a virtual world. There's lots of firms and individuals that are trying to figure out this kind of next stage of where the internet might go, how things might change. And certainly what we hear is that Facebook have already spent $10 billion down this track already, and of course they own Oculus, which is the most accessible of the virtual reality or mixed reality headsets. So yeah, they're probably pretty well positioned on this front, and if they double down on that focus, it's going to be fascinating to see where they go. I think some people would be concerned that having Facebook leading this is a company that, you know, have really carried a lot of criticism over quite a long period, and most recently, with the leaked documents that have come from their former employee, Frances Haugen.
Well, I was going to ask you about that because I've seen some reaction inevitably to this already on social media. Quite a lot along this line, which says, all we want is for him to stop letting his algorithms radicalise people into using horse warmers to treat COVID. But he's out there hanging out with a cartoon of himself. I mean, it's a little bit worrying when $10 billion invested in this metaverse project, which is double what it spends on safety and security on the platform.
Yes, well, and I think that's a concern, isn't it? As this is a commercial entity that has left many people thinking that they may lack on the morals front. Zuckerberg, always denies that, but we just seem to keep seeing more and more data that keeps pointing in that direction, that this is a company that causes harm, and that would be my concern. But it's always a possibility when you're talking about addictive technology, which is really the game that that Facebook or now Meta plays in. They make their money off selling addiction.
And indeed, just briefly, also they're getting an awful lot of a real hammering in the press, really, at the moment with the scandal around the Facebook whistleblower. So this is coming at interesting timing, just briefly.
Yeah, look, and you know, Zuckerberg says, look, it's you know, it's not related to those to the recent leaks of the Facebook papers, and you know, I can imagine this is something that that they've been working on for a little while. Although, if we look at it, for instance, in comparison to Google, who went through a similar thing, they rebranded and the parent company became Alphabet there a few years ago. Still not a name that's so widely used, but they seemed ready to fully launch when they launched. There's not a new website at Meta. .com, it sort of forwards to a subsection of their Facebook page. So it does in some ways look as though this has happened actually pretty swiftly.
Thank you very much for your time. That is futurist and also chief executive at Guerrilla Technology, Paul Spain.